This is Kenwan Congo Jr. from the belly of the beast. The suppression of prisoners is a common practice in these human warehouses. This is seen all across the country. The United States Supreme Court ruled that prisoners retain the First Amendment right, freedom of speech. We have come to see law and reality are two different things. We hear about the prisoner, Crystal Clark, who needs a cane just to walk, as she's forced to inhale mold and mildew. When inspection came, they hit Crystal and other prisoners who they knew would tell the truth that the prison simply painted over the mold. After Crystal told the truth, it's frustrating knowing she's retaliated against. And Ms. Jackson, who talked with Prison Radio about sexual harassment at her woman's facility, and to no surprise, this perverted abuse is neglected by staff and administration. Should Ms. Jackson, who simply told the truth, be retaliated against as well? Listening to many prisoners call in, you hear a repeated theme, the repression of prisoners. These institutions are not only meant to keep us in, they are meant to keep you out, to conceal, hide, and cloak the human atrocity. As long as you don't know what's going on, they're able to continue business as usual. Sadly, the usual business of repression is really no surprise. The perpetual assault signifies the lack of humanity. Retaliation is merely a continuation. Inflicting injury for telling the truth must come to an end. We need your help. Continue to support Prison Radio. Let it be known, whatever they do, you are listening. My email is kjcongo@yahoo.com. Follow me on Instagram at kjcongo3. We are under attack. We need your aid. SOS, help. This is Kenwan Congo Jr. from the belly of the beast. Thank y'all. All power to the people.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.